What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
On his honkers.
Okay.
Now, you know they don't call it honkers.
Well, yeah, express it out in that
way. Of course they call it that, but you know it's not
honkers. Well, she don't know what...
Oh, that's what I'm interested in. That's fine. That's exactly what
I'm
worried
about. He got out on his honkers. I don't know why.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Penny pincher. Good. Penny pincher.
Okay.
Penny pinchers, yeah.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes and he's just sort of half-dressed. You might say, he really looks... What?
What am I saying now?
It's somebody who's just wearing, his funny-looking clothes.
In other words... To go out in a uniform on our night trip. We had one of her back, Mama, you know, we coming on. What is that? Look at that.
Well, this is just when somebody he's just wearing funny looking clothes, you know.
We call him a clown, I do.
A clown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you were talking about a woman who looked, you know, was wearing funny looking clothes, you might say she really looks.
Would you say untidy? Well, that would be the fact. I seem like I know another term for that, but I can't quite get close to it.
What would you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Oh, she's really dolled up.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
He's a real gentleman. Now look at his clothes, you see. We'd call him, he's well-dressed.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well, you'd say?
He says, that old man's now.
Like, he's really what for his
age?
Well, he's really active, but we have another. I'll describe it more fully. Full of pep.
Okay.
Oh, full of pep. Well, there ain't no difference.
Okay. You'd say that somebody who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy.
Lazy dog.
What do you call a person that makes a person? I'm not talking about people now. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
That is a...
Woodpecker,
yeah.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Not a cricket, but something else.
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? A car might skid on some ice and go, how? What word would you?
Slip or slide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how else would you describe it? You'd say he slipped all over the place or he slipped?
Oh, he slid all over the place. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways, and it's described in so many ways, it's hard for me to pick out the one that I would use on such an occasion.
Well, now, what if you were talking about an explosion? You might say something exploded and the pieces went, what?
All around.
Okay. What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children might...
Haunted house.
Okay.
Haunted house.
And a child might be afraid to walk through a cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see...
Spooks.
Okay.